The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to February 1996.
I'm your host, Edwin DeWitt, and today we have almost the entire panel with us. On my right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Director of the Learning Center and all that kind of neat stuff, Kathy Bush.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello, Kathy. On Kathy's right, from the Department of History also, Professor Greg Sumner.
Hi, Edwin. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. On his right, from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur Beer.
Half of the morning to you, Edwin.
I love it. And on Arthur's right, my left, from the Department of English, Professor Hugh Kulik.
I always hate coming after Arthur. Oh, yeah. How do you top that?
Change your chair around or something.
You could be George today for us.
I can hear George laugh through the cement floor. The Briggs building, his office is right above mine, and I know when he's there because I hear that cackle just disintegrating the concrete.
And over in the corner, sitting in front of the now world-famous Grinnell Upright, our very own in-house musician, Kevin Sajak.
Hi, Edwin.
Hello, Kevin. Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you will receive the winner's package, which has, you know, photographs and autographs and mugs and stuff like that. And if you don't stump the panel, then you get something else. But anyway, everybody gets something.
Sounds fair to me.
Yes. On our last program, we were just starting, not starting, we were in the middle of a set of questions, near the end, in fact, of a set of questions from Roxanne Robinson of Detroit, Michigan.
Of Southfield.
Oh, Southfield.
I think she's from Southfield.
Oh, okay.
That's right. I remember right.
She's my student.
I want everything right about her.
All right, very
good. She's one of my favorite people.
Okay, Southfield, Michigan.
Don't you get it all right or I'll attack you right on radio.
And you will, too.
And he knows gun velocity.
Exactly.
Better watch your step.
Okay. Why did Aunt B come to Mayberry?
Somebody died.
Andy's wife to raise Opie?
Well,
she and Floyd had something going.
No, that's not the answer I've got.
Why did Aunt B?
To take care. Oh, Andy's wife had died, so she was going to take care of Opie. And
I think that's it. She was going to help Andy out for a weekend.
Never left. Wouldn't leave. Yeah. Andy's dating life really suffered after she got there.
I think so. How many bullets did Barney have for his gun, and where were they kept?
One in his top shirt pocket.
That's right.
Whoa.
That's good.
Very good. Well, that's it.
Roxanne, ask us,
do we win?
Because you only missed two halves. So I think you did. I think you won.
We rocked.
But we hope to hear from Roxanne again. Those were fun.
Yeah.
We like questions like that. Those are a lot of fun. Next set of questions comes from Rexella of Troy, Michigan.
All right.
Who says...
What? Well, what is this in joke?
Rexella, again, you need to watch television sometimes.
Yeah. We didn't know she was a fan of ours.
I know.
This is flattering to get a note from her.
I think
absolutely.
It is. I think it is. I know somebody who will save it and treasure it and frame it, put it over his desk and everything else. And Rexella wants to know, what is the farthest northern town in North America?
Point Barrow, Alaska.
Very good, Hugh.
That's right.
You been there?
Have you been hunting?
No, I had an uncle who lived up there.
You're kidding.
No, that's true.
If you call that living.
If you could call that an uncle, I'll tell you. Jeez, what a madman.
Beating seals, no doubt.
But it is true.
Never mind.
Let's not play around with
those birds.
Very lonely guy. Very lonely.
First child with handlers. No,
what movie starred James Cagney and Norman Mailer together again? I mean,
one of those odd couple
yes,
things.
It was ragtime.
There you go.
Where were the first shots of the Civil War fired?
That's a gun question.
It's Fort Sumter. Sumter.
Yeah. That's right.
Sumter.
Sumter.
Yeah. Not Sumner. I've ruined
Sumter. Really.
Right. Sumter. The only thing I knew about American history, and now it's confused with your last name.
Finally, you got to use it.
Yeah.
Use it or lose it.
Well, another thing to be depressed about.
What movie was the first to ever win the Best Picture Academy Award?
Probably around 1920.
29.
Really?
Wings?
Wings. That's right.
Very
Wings.
Good. Who starred in that, do you know?
Yeah, I knew you were going to embarrass me. I've never seen Wings. I've only seen it in an Academy Award list.
That was not a talkie.
No.
Was it?
No.
It was a silent.
No. American Movie Classics used to show it.
Yeah.
It's long. It's almost 3 hours long.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. Is this the one that takes place in South America?
No.
It's
no.
World
it's
War
it's World War
it?
One.
Yeah, it's
what is that one I'm thinking of, that great movie that takes place with some commercial pilots in South America? They keep referring to it all the time. Another movie I've never seen, but it's got some great people in
only
it.
Only Angels Have Wings.
That's
or
it.
Something
only
like.
Angels
yes.
Have Wings.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And now, who was in Wings? Was it Richard
Clara
Barthelmess?
Bowles?
Richard Arlen or something?
Richard Barthelmess, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe Richard Barthelmess or Richard Arlen, one of the two. I can't remember.
Richard somebody. It,
yeah.
Is Clara Bow the little French girl?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's right. I mean, I actually saw it a couple of years ago for the first time.
Was it interesting?
It's very impressive. Yeah, it's quite remarkable.
The mounting of the camera on the fuselage for the shots it was amazing at the time.
There was a sequel to it about a bunch of cowardly pilots called Chicken Wings.
Cowboy version, Buffalo Wings.
And the Lloyd Bridges Water Wings.
What was that about?
Did we beat Rexella?
We beat Rexella.
That was all the questions
that's
she asked?
That's all
she
said. Who wants to send Rexella a loser's package, eh? Ooh.
What was that about? They were trying to restore passenger confidence. They were looking for some slogan. Somebody said, how about, we've landed. That'll do it. That's all we ask. We're in an aviation thing.
So much for our flyer miles. And
yeah, right.
We don't fly them anyway.
Eagles next.
That's right. Yes. I'm coming back from London, the New York to D.C.
Thank God you're back.
Flyer. That is scary.
Is there any ice?
No, thanks. No. That was in August.
That's where the problem developed.
But there wasn't any air conditioning either. Just a kind of hole in the fuselage that air came through.
Isn't it time to fire all the air traffic controllers again?
Mm. I say so.
Probably.
We need to clean house about every 15 years.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's a good
idea.
And
Newt's just the guy to do it.
He'll do
it. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Why should the government subsidize, air safety?
You're right. Hey, you
they could just, they could just give $50 million to finance a totally irrelevant safety program. And
there
be,
you go.
To be promoted in the grade schools, kindergarten, and when you're falling off the roof, put your shoulder this way.
That's good.
Think fast.
I mean, there's a precedent.
Study your cat.
Our next set of questions comes from Robert Del Valle.
One minute. I turn around.
Of Troy, Michigan.
This is surreal.
Yes, it's a Troy day. Mm-hmm.
It's like being in a cottage in Michigan and during a wet week.
Yeah.
It won't stop raining! Okay.
Hand me your Chinese checkers.
Come now.
Okay, jazz. Jazz has rightly been called America's only unique contribution to Western culture.
That is malarkey.
Yeah, I don't know about rightly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like narrow-mindedly, stupidly, ignorantly.
It has been called that.
It's also been called bowling, too, probably.
Really? Hey,
the American
about,
musical
yeah,
comedy.
What about Etch-a-Sketch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the important
stuff? Wait a minute
stuff?
Here.
What about Barbie?
Thank you.
I would agree that jazz is our contribution to world culture. But go ahead.
Well, anyway, here's a quiz on jazz. Okay. Each of the following jazz artists made his mark with a particular instrument. Name the instrument. Julian Cannonball Adderley.
Trumpet.
Saxophone.
No, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Alto
sax. That's right. Jerry Mulligan.
Baritone sax.
Yes. Chet Baker.
Trumpet and voice.
Is that the Heldon tenor sax or something? Is it Dave Tough? Is that T-O-U-G-H? How's that pronounced?
Never heard of that.
Never heard of him.
Kazoo.
He's a rock artist.
Penny whistle.
As a jazz
percussion instrument.
Should have been able to guess it. With a
well,
drums.
Yeah. Drums,
okay.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Okay. King Oliver.
Trumpet.
Real jazz.
Not
no,
trumpet.
No. He was the precursor to Louis Armstrong.
It's smaller than a trumpet.
Cornet.
Exactly. Kevin has it. Cornet.
Very good.
Kevin lying semi-conscious over the keyboard.
It's very close to finals. Yes, child.
It is. It's just like Skitch Henderson over there.
That's right. Scott LaFaro.
How do you spell his last name?
L-A-F-A-R-O.
I don't know him.
Clarinet.
No. No, it's a stringed instrument.
Cello, bass.
Big bass, that's right. Herbie Mann.
Piano?
No.
Flute.
Flute, that's right. That's right. Stefan Grappelli.
Oh, violin.
Electric violin.
That's right, that's right.
Is Kenny G on this list?
What about so, Yanni?
Yanni.
Zamfir.
Zamfir.
Jack Teagarden.
Trombone. That would be cornet.
Trombone.
Oh,
trombone.
Yes, right.
Barney Bigard.
He has another name. That's he goes by his nickname.
So, Hugh, how you doing?
Well, this is a woodwind instrument.
Clarinet.
Clarinet. Barney Kessel.
Isn't he a cop on a TV show?
No, it's Barney Fife.
Guitar.
Who had the one bullet.
Guitar, exactly.
Okay.
And Eddie Lockjaw Davis.
Well, it has to be something played with the mouth.
Yes.
Right? Can we assume that?
It isn't. That's good. That's okay. Very good.
So, well, that's as far as we can take it.
Is it an instrument we haven't had before?
That's right. It's in a family you've had several from.
It's a reed.
Tenor.
Tenor sax.
Tenor sax.
That's right. Whose 1939 recording of Body and Soul is universally regarded as a classic?
Billie Holiday?
No.
That's funny. I regard hers as a classic.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra?
No, 39. Name is the same first name as the previous mayor of Detroit.
Coleman Hawkins.
That's right. Okay. Coleman Hawkins. Who composed Ebony Concerto, a work made famous by Woody Herman?
Duke Ellington.
No. A Russian composer who left Russia.
Shostakovich? No.
Well, write first letter.
Is it a classical?
Yes. Okay. Caused a great stir with the work of his
Stravinsky.
In Paris. That's Stravinsky. That's right. Warren Baby Dodds and Zutty Singleton were both drummers specializing in what style of jazz?
Warren Beatty?
Baby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Warren Baby.
Fusion.
No.
Bop?
No, it precedes that.
Swing?
No, precedes that.
Oh, way early.
What's the
think
New
the
Orleans
deep south.
Style?
Yeah, that's right.
New Orleans.
What do you call that? New Orleans style.
No.
No, way before.
Preservation Hall.
Look away. Look away.
Dixieland.
Should have just said Stas and Bob.
Have another mint julep.
That's it.
Who composed Toccata for Trumpet and Orchestra in 1947?
Is it a trumpet player?
I think he was.
It's not Duke Ellington.
No, no.
Because he did a lot of orchestral.
He had a little beard, I remember.
Skitch Henderson.
No. And this beard was in the below the lower lip. I mean, it was...
An embouchure whisker, that's
what. That's right. Okay. That's right. You're right.
He's a horn player then.
Yes.
The guy with the big cheeks
when he blows.
Goes up.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with the big...
Up.
Yeah.
We know who he is.
Dizzy
Gillespie.
Yes.
He had the very unique
that's
trumpet.
Right.
Trumpet.
His whole neck would that's,
and the entire thing would... Yes.
Exactly.
Like a
blowfish. That's right.
Wonderful.
Who directed Bird, an acclaimed movie about the life and career of Charlie? That's right. Clint Eastwood. That's right. Now Mr. Duvalier moves on to another category. Vice presidents, but with a twist. And I won't even tell you what the twist is until we come back from a break.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor episode. We're pleased to bring you these special rebroadcasts throughout the summer months. And thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this classic show from February of 1996.
Cheese whiz in this country, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah. We're debating whether jazz is our only original art form.
From the right?
We're telling him he's wrong. Who's debating?
I'm right. Jazz rules.
But Mr. Del Valle, we're back with questions from Robert Del Valle, and this is about vice president, but he said with a twist. The first eight questions deal with veeps who might have been.
Okay.
People. Losers, in other words.
Losers. Did vice make it as vice
well, we should do well on that
even.
One.
Yeah. That's pretty far down the 10 minutes of fame celebrity list.
It really is.
Okay.
Who was Alf Landon's running mate in 1936?
Oh, wow.
Who knows?
The unforgettable.
He later became FDR's Secretary of the Navy, if that helps.
Oh, Stimson?
No.
Oh.
Think of a fort in Tennessee.
Forrestal. No. Knox.
Knox. Frank Knox. That's right. Who was Adlai Stevenson's running mate in 1952? He was from Alabama, I remember.
God, this sounds so familiar.
Can you give us a clue?
It wasn't
Yes, think Autolite.
Spark plugs?
Yes,
what are we talking
about?
Sparkman.
Sparkman, yes.
What was his first name? God.
John.
John Sparkman.
John Sparkman. Yeah.
He really electrified the voters.
And who was Stevenson's running mate in 1956?
He dumped Sparkman?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
I worked for him before.
That's right.
For a man made famous with crime hearings.
Kefauver.
Estes. Right. Estes.
That's right. Who was Thomas Dewey's running mate in 1948?
A wedding cake, wasn't it?
A potted plant.
No, if it was, it was a potted plant that made history a few years later in the Supreme Court.
Earl Warren.
That's right.
He ran for VP.
Isn't that amazing? Who was James M. Cox's running mate in 1920?
FDR.
That's right. That's right.
FDR.
Who was Alfred Smith's running mate in 1928? Never even heard of this man.
Like William Gibbs McAdoo or someone like that, is it?
Well, someone who desperately wants to win, I can tell.
Yeah, this is Joseph T.
McCarthy.
Robinson.
Eminently forgettable.
Yeah.
He's who no was, Dan Quayle.
Who was Richard Nixon's running mate in 1960?
Nixon. Henry Cabot Lodge.
Yes,
Lodge.
That's right. Mm. Who was Wendell Willkie's running mate in 1940?
Clues, please.
Mm. Oh, gosh.
Where's he from?
I don't know that.
Oh.
Mm.
Alvin Barkley was for FDR.
Yeah. I can't even give a clue. I mean, I'm trying to think of one. But I just...
You're clueless.
That's right.
So is this guy.
I can't come up with a single clue.
Frank.
Fontaine?
Charles was his first name.
I don't know.
Barkley.
McNary. I was trying to figure out how to nary a clue. But
no,
why was he on the ticket? There had to be some reason.
Who was Al Gore's roommate at Harvard?
Tommy Lee Jones.
That's right. Tommy Lee Jones.
Is
yes.
That right?
Yes.
Truly.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
I like Tommy Lee better.
And who follows the vice president in the presidential order of succession?
Newt.
Yes.
Is that not a
Newt.
Scary thought?
Newt.
That oh, my gosh. We don't think of it.
That
I hope
lizard
Bill
man.
And Al don't go in the same room the next 2 years.
Oh,
he's
Lord.
Already warned them about that. Better not come here without a bodyguard is what he said.
Jesse
said that.
Okay.
Newt's going to put them all in orphanages.
Oh, that's right. Remember?
It puts me in a rage.
It won't be on.
What was the comment he
NPR.
Made when Hillary Rodham Clinton said he thought it was a bad idea?
Said, go rent Boys
go
Town.
Go to Blockbuster and rent Boys Town with Mickey Rooney.
Yeah. Mickey Rooney just came out today saying he thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, Rooney is a noted expert on welfare reform.
Yeah. He'll be testifying soon. You know, I mean, after all, this is the country that had Sissy Spacek, Jessica Lange, and who else was the third actress? Jane Fonda testifying about the plight of farm workers because they'd all played them in movies.
Yeah, well, and it makes it so you can't assume a sort of faux conservative thing to make fun of it because anymore there's so many people that are way past the sorts of things you used to mock.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Pretending they take the ground
Sonny
away.
Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Strom Thurmond.
I'm waiting until Jean-Claude Van Damme testifies for the Armed Services Committee. You know, preparedness.
I'm not a farm worker, but I play one.
Yes.
Julie Andrews testifying about au pair girls.
That's
I mean,
right.
Hey, the possibilities are endless in this
isn't
country. You know?
That's right. Well, you know, the world life has become entertainment, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not too much.
I mean, Shakespeare, boy, did he have it right when he said all the world's a stage. Next set of questions comes from Diane Ramsey.
Wait, did we beat Mr. Devalier?
Yes, you did.
Oh!
He did not win. That's right. Mr. Devalier did not win. But
he got his name mentioned.
I'll bet he'll be back. Yes. I bet we'll hear from him again. And probably sooner than we even imagine. So, next set of questions comes from Diane Ramsey. Doesn't say where.
Let's make up an exotic place.
Yeah.
Troy.
Trenton.
Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Lake Tahoe.
Boca Raton.
Mm. They all have T's in them.
Point Barrow.
Timbuktu.
She's up there. Wyandotte.
Maroa.
Now, there's a possibility.
What is?
Frankenmuth.
Frankenmuth, yes.
Oh, Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
City.
No T.
Doesn't
count. Yes. Who
asked? Dallas.
Who was the first host of The Tonight Show? And
Steve Allen?
She has is incorrect. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Allen's the answer.
What does she have?
Jack Parr.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, Parr took over.
Very late.
We have to overrule you. Yeah. I kid you not.
Check it out, baby.
What does MGM stand for?
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Name the stars of Father Knows Best.
Robert Young.
Yep.
His wife?
No. Yeah, who played his wife?
She had a very finishing school accent.
Yes.
Jane Wyatt. Oh, that's
Wyatt.
It. Yeah.
Jane Wyatt. That's right.
She was hotter than Barbara Billingsley, too.
Was she?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Right up there with Rex Sella, really.
Well, yeah, no one's up there with Rex Sella.
That's, well... Okay, speak for yourself.
Have you got that Get Excited video yet?
I'm not trying to find it. Michael Jackson's first mini-hit video, what was it?
Thriller.
Yes. Who started Motown Recording Studios?
Barry Gordy.
Gordon Berry, I said.
Yeah, Gordon Berry.
I'm dyslexic.
Whatever. Who were the original Supremes?
There were four of them,
Florence something.
Florence Ballard.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Diane Ross. Her name was not Diana.
There. Right.
Who's the one that wrote the book about Diane Ross?
Mary Wells wasn't one, was she?
No.
It was Mary.
Washington?
Mary. It was a president's last name.
Yeah.
Jefferson?
The one who's buried in the National Cathedral.
Ben
Buren? No. Oh, what is that?
Jefferson. Yeah.
No, it's the one who's buried in Washington, D.C. in the National Cathedral.
I have no idea.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Yeah, Mary Wilson.
Mary Wilson.
Let me open it up.
Who was the actor that starred in both I Dream of Jeannie and Dallas?
Larry Hagman.
That's right.
Hagman's body of work is quite impressive.
It really is.
TV movies.
Yeah. Kind of up there with Eddie Arnold Jr.
McLean Stevenson.
Lorenzo Lamas. That's
Hello, yeah. Larry.
Very similar.
Very, very similar. All these offspring
of
more significant parents.
That's right. More meaningful.
More meaningful.
Performers, yes.
How many Dirty Harry movies were made?
Too many.
Four.
Not enough.
Oh, no.
Five?
One more.
I know what you're
really?
Thinking.
Six.
I know
really?
What you were thinking. Was it five shots or was it six? I don't remember either.
That's not one of those orangutan movies, is it?
No. That's
scary.
Whatever.
Scary.
Every which way, but
out of here or whatever.
But they didn't have Dirty Harry in the title.
That's right. Dirty Harry is only the first one, I think.
Yeah.
And then the rest were all
Stinky
Magnum
Harry,
Force.
Filthy, bloody
something
Harry.
About a bus or something?
Yeah.
Then
there was...
Impolite Harry.
That's not a Dirty Harry,
Harry
one.
Rude bugger, yeah.
The one on the bus. That's
Harry, we hardly
Harry.
Knew
What's you. The Alcatraz one?
Yeah, there's the Alcatraz one.
That's a great movie.
He's in Alcatraz.
Mm. Escape from Alcatraz?
Yeah.
No,
that's not
no,
Dirty
no.
Harry.
You mean a Dirty Harry movie?
Yeah.
But,
okay.
There is one on Alcatraz, yeah.
I think he shoots his partner in that, doesn't he?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I think, anyway, it's something bad happens.
Then he gets donuts.
There.
Yes.
That's cold, man. It's cold.
Name the two top male singing groups produced by Motown.
The Temptations.
Yep.
The Four Tops.
Yeah. That's right. Name the members of the Jackson 5.
Oh, Tito, Jermaine, Michael.
Yep.
I always liked Jermaine. Sounds so much to the point.
Well, I think he's on that Mel Farr commercial now. Isn't
yes,
he?
And there's so's Tito.
Tito, right.
Yeah. So you got Michael, Jermaine, Tito.
I get them confused.
None of those are the lead.
There's a lead singer. There's the older brother.
Danny?
No.
No.
We almost said it.
Johnny.
No, almost. It's Jackie.
Jackie.
And then Marlon.
Not Johnny, Jackie.
Oh,
and Marlon.
Gee, the forgotten Jackson, I see.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, that's it. We thank Diane.
That was good.
Ramsey. She didn't stump the panel, but those were fun. And we hope to hear from her again. And now, Robert Del Valle again.
Hey,
boy.
You must be psychic.
Edward,
you picked.
You know that?
I'll tell you. It's amazing. He's all over the place.
Back again.
Back again. That's right.
Knock him down, he comes right back.
And he does nothing, phases him. 10 questions dealing with autobiographies and 6 on the subject of independent film companies.
Good.
Who wrote Praeterita? Praeterita.
Is that like the...
This was an Puritan English...
Preterite?
No, this was an English painter.
Turner.
And writer.
Blake.
Man who had a nervous breakdown on his wedding night when he saw his wife nude. That's the story.
Oh, yeah. Who the hell is that?
Ruskin.
Ruskin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Never seen pubic hair.
Right.
There's a new book on Ruskin that actually argues that's probably true. You know, that
looking down.
Well, no, he'd only seen sculptures, paintings, and
he never met Clarence Thomas.
No, he never met Clarence Thomas. Exactly.
Dear me.
It's a wonderful story, anyway. But we have to stop here. That was the bell, wasn't it? Yes. Okay. Well, we'll be back next week, by which time Kevin will have gone through the entire set of scales on the old Grinnell.
Piano playing from your back.
I tell you, to have a photograph of this to give out to our listeners would be priceless.
I'm sure some would enjoy it.
They would. That's the necrophiliac audience.
Too close
anyway,
to finals.
We thank our panel, Kathy Bush,
bye-bye.
Greg Sumner,
bye-bye.
Arthur Beer, Hugh Kulik, and the supine Kevin Sajak. And now this word from the University of Detroit Mercy.
I don't want to just read the book. I want to write the book.
I don't want to just work for the company. I want to own the company.
I don't want to just live in the building. I want to design the building.
To some, those might sound like rather lofty goals, maybe a little out of reach.
I don't want to drive a sports car. Well, I do. I want to engineer one.
At University of Detroit Mercy, those are the people we want. The big thinkers, the dreamers, because those are the people who make things happen. Great things for themselves and others. And if you're one of them, either just out of high school or ready to transfer, UDM will make it happen for you. Call 1-800-635-5020 today or apply online at www.udmercy.edu. It's not too late.
I don't want to just hope for the cure. I want to discover the cure.
University of Detroit Mercy. We want great things for you.
Ask the Professor is transcribed facilities of the Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit Mercy Real Campus, not to be confused with Dugan's Irish Pub. Ask the Professor is produced by Pete Eldred. Technical director is Michael Jason. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. Till next week, it's me, DeWitt. Bye.
And we're back next week with another classic episode from 1996.